News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, it's the final countdown to the general election, but many towns in rural Ireland feel ignored and forgotten about. Ross Cray in Tipperary is one of those towns. High unemployment and lack of investment. They're crying out for help, but they feel that they're being ignored. Henry McKean, as part of his series Henry on the Hustings, visited the Tip Town and sent us this report.
Regards the elections coming up, I think the whole lot of them should be sent away. No good to the towns, no good to the rural communities. All the jobs are up in the cities.
So you don't think there's much going for Ross Cray?
There's nothing. They're forgetting about all the rural towns and the people in the rural towns. The employment in Ross Cray is absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. No employment at all here. So there's not.
What do you say to the candidates running?
You need to focus on the smaller towns, bring the business back into the smaller towns, give the people in rural Ireland an opportunity to live, you know, and to look after their families and their well-being, and forget about the big guys up in the cities.
Well, I'd like to see more opportunity for employment in Ross Cray.
Are you working?
No, not at the moment.
When was the last time you had a job?
Ross Cray meets in 2016.
So it's been 4 years?
Yeah.
And you've been trying to get work?
Yeah.
How do you get by?
Land at all.
A lot of politicians don't care about Tipperary. I think all of them should be thrown at the government and get new people in.
Hi Henry, my name is Paul Fogarty and I'm from the White House in Ross Cray.
And that's a well-known pub.
It is, yeah, we're in the town centre and we're stuck onto Ross Cray Castle, which is a castle which has been here over 800 years.
And we're on the grounds of the castle. Right now you're actually cleaning it. We can hear the man behind spraying it. This is a stunning castle and it's on your doorstep.
We're standing here in the nice crisp air, surrounded by a most fabulous walled castle right in the heart of Ross Cray, in the middle of the town, with fabulous amenities. Ross Cray is a lovely town, has so much to offer, but we've been crying out for help in the election.
And do you think Ross Cray gets much attention nationally? Since it was bypassed by the extension of the M7, has it been forgotten?
It has. Unfortunately, it has. I mean, even where we're standing now, above and the OPW in Dublin, they think that tourists don't come into Ross Cray for 6 months of the year because this premises is closed 6 months of the year. Tourists now is a 12 months all around. The tourists come to Ireland and come into this town and this fantastic facility is closed for 6 months. Things like this are local issues. This will help and create jobs. We've already have a whole action plan here. It doesn't matter which party, we've asked them all to come on board to help. Ross Cray needs the help of all TDs.
John Martin. Work in the White House in Ross Cray. Number of major issues in the town here, primarily I suppose employment, specifically training for people, in that it's hard to attract employment if we don't have sufficiently trained people.
Is there a chance to bring up a family in this town, in Ross Cray?
People are forced to commute by virtue of the fact that there's no jobs here. Now the reality is these commutes have a substantial effect on family life. The price of housing in the town here is relatively cheap compared to Dublin and Limerick.
How much would a 3 or 4 bedroom house cost roughly?
About 125,000 to 130,000.
Wow, and you're only an hour and 45 from Dublin if
yes.
get a good run.
And we have good schools and an excellent Cláiste de Phobail as well for secondary education.
Hi, my name is Alan Martin. We act as the tourist office in town, so anytime that we have tour buses or if there's individuals coming to trace their routes, they come into us and we give them some information about the area. We put them in contact with people who'll be able to help them out, and we sell souvenirs here as well, which are very popular with not just the tourists but the locals as well. And any help that people need in the area, finding, say, where the local supermarket is or if they're looking for somewhere to get shoes resold.
So anything?
Anything. I don't think Ross Cray is on the map. There's not enough being done at central level to promote the town. The castle across the road is closed during winter time, so there's not enough to promote the town in terms of tourism. And of course there is a well documented problem with drugs in the town.
Paul Fogarty, we're standing here in the heart of Ross Cray and we're looking at the hotel. Is it closed?
Yeah, unfortunately.
half the street here is you can see is either for sale or to let, and that's the biggest problem we have here. Is like we need something from the council to help us with the likes of the rates and different things. Just they're working hard in some areas, but there's a lot of things that we need extra help just to get these places back up and running.
And did they never reopen after the crash?
No, unfortunately not. I mean, like, that used to be a pub over here. It's not a pub anymore. The hotel is closed. It's closed now, close on 10 years. It does not help. We need it open so that it brings more business and people into the street, into the town. Eventually adds up to more jobs and different things. Somebody needs to help us here.
They're not really doing anything for the people. There's young people that need housing.
I think the whole rural area, the whole rural Midlands of Ireland has been left out, forgotten about by our representatives in the Dáil. It's affecting small towns like Ross Grey and other towns like that in the Midlands.
I think people are fed up with politicians and promises and doing nothing, you know.
So promises and doing nothing?
Yes, and they're all on a gravy train.
Okay, all on a gravy train. Henry McKean reporting. Henry on the hustings there in Ross Grey, County Tipperary.